Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I cry right out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will they let me sing?
Everybody,
let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Ah, beautiful. You won't hear that at Jingle Ball tonight. Still listen to Katy Perry. We got Creed.
Not only Creed, but us singing Creed.
Even better.
Yeah.
Why are y'all yelling, man?
I don't know. That song, man.
Feels good after a win.
Put the charge in ya. All right.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It is engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. If Bill Belichick could go back and change the result of one Super Bowl, which do you believe he would change? 79% say 07 versus the Giants.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the stupid bleeping question. It's like,
get
just talking
there.
Sports, man.
Yeah, just having a good time.
We're just talking ball.
Sorry, we're having a good time.
Yeah, what do you want us to do, talk about team turmoil?
Yeah, come on. Everything's
make up
good
your
now.
Mind. Make up your mind.
We're only talking about Creed and the Super Bowls from 30 years ago now. OG Wade here on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
I'm glad good that you're in on a Monday, OG, instead of waiting till Thursday or Friday. It's an interesting change from you.
Hey, Spike, let me just say this.
Yeah.
When I seen the bread man slap that guy, Jalen Carter, that's what his name is, the bread man.
Yeah, the bread man.
All I could think of, me and you down at Chickie. I said, if I could get one shot at this joker, But anyway, listen, that guy Reese y'all have, that guy, you know he rode the short bus, right?
Oh, no, we don't make that joke anymore.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm just saying, because he ain't that damn bright.
Well, I don't know, he makes some good points, OG.
Well, one of the points that he made was that the Eagles lost the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. That was that. You went in at halftime up 10.
And seems like he's in your head. Seems like Reese is in your head, OG.
If you look at how it played out, it actually played out in for the benefit that it was a scoop and score because Jalen scored on the very next play. You know, like when we got the
next drive. Yeah, we got the ball back
on that drive. Now, let's say he don't fumble that ball, you know what happens? We're punting the ball because he's still getting sacked for a 6 yard.
You're something else. So the fumble was actually good.
Yeah, it actually worked out in our favor because had he not done it, the score was 14-7. So do you think Kansas City going into the half was going to score fast to give us another bite at the apple and knowing that we getting the ball coming out the half? Andy Reid don't coach like that, my guy.
OG, look, I just think Reese makes some good points.
And I'm just saying that the point that you think he make ain't so good. Okay. I understand why you may think he, because he's saying something negative about Jalen.
No.
But, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just calling a spade if I can do that, if that's not a, you know, an offensive, you know, thing.
But no.
Let me just say this here. Let me put all this stuff to bed. We sit up here and we talk about what Jalen can do, can't do. And what y'all try to do is y'all try to take the games that we're actually winning, whereas though any good coach will now run the ball to try to, you know, run the game out like we did last night. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you're not passing the ball. So you're taking that and then you're cobbling it up with the game that he just played against the Panthers, and you trying to make it like this is who Jalen was. And I'm the one, if y'all want to give somebody insider stuff, I'm the one that told the world that Jalen Hurts broke his damn finger. It wasn't even out before
you,
I said
you,
it.
You didn't tell us that.
Y'all did so. I told y'all when I called up there.
He did?
I said he broke his finger on that net because I've watched the play that it happened on.
But, why didn't we talk more about that?
Because y'all don't listen to me.
Well, that's your fault.
No, it ain't my fault. It's just because, you know, I guess it's my persona, and I think I know everything, which I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wrong very often, you know. And it offends y'all, you know. But, guys, I'm just trying to tell you, keep your panties on, man. I'm okay. All y'all got to do, if y'all ride with me, you're going to ride to glory. I told you I played a long game. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I wait for all this stuff to happen, and then I say, what'd I tell you? I'm trying to tell you right now, watching Jalen Hurts play in his career, we are watching greatness, him become great. Be appreciative of you being able to witness our guy become great. That's all I've been saying. And if you can't see it, it ain't my fault you don't know what you don't know. I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to, the stuff I'm giving you, you don't even have to pay for this stuff. And I think I might start charging you, punk, for this information, because then I think maybe you would appreciate it a little bit more.
I pay, but OG, I pay with the most valuable thing. The most valuable resource is time, and I'm never getting the time back that I spent with you. So that's what I pay.
Let me do this here.
Yeah.
Let me just do the OG Way 4-point system, and then I'm out. Can we
all
do
right.
that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The Eagles O-line against the Steelers D-line. Who won that bet?
Eagles O-line, but Steelers did have a couple of wins in there. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. I just asked your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Eagles D-line against the Steelers O-line, who won that battle?
Eagles D-line.
Okay. Who rushed the ball more effectively last night?
The Eagles.
The Eagles won every category, OG.
No, they didn't. Which quarterback turned the ball over the least? The Steelers did. Russell ain't had
Oh, yeah,
that,
that's
right?
Russ.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So we won it 3-1. You understand what I'm saying? It's the OG Way 4.7. It wins every time. I don't understand what's wrong with you, fool. You know what I'm saying? It's just the facts, man.
It is good analysis, I will say.
And OG's playing the long game. He's
yeah.
playing the long
game.
Yeah.
The long game, man.
So am I.
I don't know, Jack.
Yeah, no, he's waiting on something to happen.
Yeah, yeah. You got a little too much creamer in the sugar. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I drink my coffee black, baby.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big tough guy.
Tell Slay he got to stop getting thrown out the club, man. This is the second damn time he got thrown up out the club.
Yes. That's what we call when you get ran off the field like that.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Like you got thrown out the club.
I've never heard that before.
Yes. Football
term.
Yep.
The in New Orleans, he got thrown out the club.
You got to get off those blocks, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how did that not become a holding call?
Yeah.
He literally had to drive him all the way.
He must have. Now, I guess it's because he was inside the shoulder
but
pass.
But if I'm Slay, I'm throwing my hands up, I'm flailing, I'm doing everything.
If Slay had just fallen down, by the way, it would have been a hole. Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He got to learn how to let his legs go dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. OG,
let me ask you this. Do you think that the bird man, when he slapped the ball, you think he was doing like what the hockey people do, you know, getting back for the, you know, what you did on that? You drove our boy down here, but I'm going to slap this boy up here. You know what I'm saying? I think that might have been the case, you know. And Nick Sirianni, I don't know, he's making too many business decisions because he keeps going near Carter, man. When that joker hot, you know he ain't got the brains that, you know, that the creator is blessing with. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the boy ain't to be played with. You better leave him alone when he hot. When you see that thing coming off of that top of that head, leave him alone. Because he done told Sirianni, kick rock about 4 or 5 times this year. I done seen it. And I don't know what's going to happen, but something you need to, you know, something need to get taken care of on that.
Are you done yet? Yeah, are you done yet?
Are y'all still on? I thought y'all hung up.
Goodbye. Goodbye, OG. Man, he walks into Chickie's at literally 2:03.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling. Look at that big smile.
Yeah.
He was so sick last week, he couldn't call us.
Yeah, he was sick for a whole week.
Yeah.
So here are the current MVP odds in the NFL.
What you got?
Josh Allen is -900.
That's Lamar. That's basically a win.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is +550. Saquon is +1,300. And then Goff at +2,000. And then the next one is Baker Mayfield at +7,500. So
where's Jalen?
Jalen is behind. Wow, that can't be right, is it? +15,000. So it is.
I can get in on that right now.
So it is Saquon. Yeah, go ahead. You do that. So Saquon, Goff, Mayfield, Burrow, Darnold, Love, Mahomes, T.J. Watt, Jaden Daniels, and then Jalen Hurts.
Goodness gracious, Jaden Daniels.
Well, they're tied. They're tied.
Golly.
Tied with Matt Stafford as well.
I guess I won't put anything down on that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way. I don't know if that's the way. Oh, look who returns. OK Andrew is back on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, Ike, it's not about the size of the chain. It's about what the chain brings, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what they tell you?
What does the chain bring? we're back to that again.
Yeah.
Don't go back. It's not a back and forth thing.
Yeah. Ike was really thinking about that one, seriously. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, what does the chain bring?
I'm feeling soupy, obviously. But first, before we get into it, I got a public service announcement. To the media of Philadelphia, no more hate. No more slander. We got the dog.
This is a bad step, Andrew.
Shut up, Andrew.
This is a bad step.
AJ talks too much. Smitty's too small. Saquon gets injured. We lost Jason Kelce. The D-line lost talent. Hughes didn't play talent in college. Hoops can't play CB. And Vaughn is.
Who didn't play in college?
And look it up, 12-2. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Hey, listen, sometimes you need something to rally around. So I guess they made the media their rallying cry.
That's fine, but if OK wants to be a regular afternoon show caller, he's not rallying against the media.
Yeah. Slow down there,
yeah,
OK.
Yeah, slow down.
I got you, boys. My unsung heroes of this game, Q doesn't get talked about enough this game. I mean, they target him, what, once, twice, maybe? He's been locked down all year. I know Pickens wasn't playing. Lane Johnson versus the best defensive player in the country. He neutralized him in the game. And Milton Williams is a good compliment, reminding me of Javon Hargrave from the Super Bowl team back then.
He had 11.5 sacks that year.
Are you giving out game balls?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Unsung heroes. Yes.
You know. And you know what I said before. We're not losing. And put us on the float. Put the afternoon callers on the float when we win the Super Bowl parade.
Just stop blaming the media.
Yeah. That's not going to get you on the
float. I ain't coming after you guys. I'm coming after.
Yeah. It's the other ones.
Yeah, it's Joe Gilio.
Yeah, you know, the guys before. You know, 10 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah, you too.
Yes. One last thing, Brass and Nails for our linebacker duo. I mean,
Brass and Nails?
Brass for Vaughn and Nails for Nakobe. Like Brass Knuckles and Nails.
They
more fly around with the football more than.
Yeah.
And I think we got enough nicknames.
Yeah. Nice try.
Let's not overdo this thing with the nicknames.
Yeah. Well, he had his one hit. he's trying to recreate the hit. Yes. All right, okay.
I'm sorry bread and butter didn't work out. Yeah.
You know, that they
worked enough.
They stole bread and butter. They right
took it away from us.
Yeah, with the exciting white shirt.
The exciting whites.
Yep.
Yeah. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, Jay?
Yeah, man. Listen, you know, one of the things that's been bugging me is this thing with Jalen and AJ. You know, AJ's got to understand, you know, there's no balanced attack in the NFL. You know, right? You guys just talked about Josh Allen being the MVP. If you look at Josh Allen in the statistics, he's like 12th or 13th among quarterbacks. He has his receivers are nowhere to be found in the top 10. And his running back nowhere to be found in the top 10. But yet still, what we call Josh Allen the MVP based on the eye test and based on his record. How come Jalen can't get that treatment? Look at his record. Look at the eye test. The eye test tells you, yeah, he's not big time.
Josh
but
Allen.
All things being equal, Jalen has more talent around him than Josh Allen. So that would mean he's only a game behind the Eagles with less talent on his team.
But see, my issue with that whole talent thing, talent can get you in trouble because the reason why that kid Stephon Diggs, is not in Buffalo anymore is because he didn't feel like Josh was focusing on him. But now, just like Tom Brady, just like Mahomes, they don't need big-name guys in the backfield or in the receiving corps. They get it done without them. And I think this is the best thing that can happen to Josh Allen. Some people don't realize you got to share that ball with top five talent, a top one talented running back in Saquon, a top five talented receiver in AJ. That's hard for a quarterback. You got to make them guys happy because they're making all this big money. And with that big money comes the expectation that, which I'm glad AJ wants the ball, but at the same time, these guys want the ball so much, it can disrupt an offensive team. Josh Allen is playing sweet this year. He's having – we see him at snow game. He was just having fun. That's what happens when you don't have guys on your back. What I call glad to have – the team's glad to have me guys versus the guy being glad to have the team. We got the kind of guys that are, well, you're lucky to have me, I'm Saquon. You're lucky to have me, I'm AJ. You're lucky to have me, I'm Devontae. As opposed to, you know, Shakir. You know, Mac Hollins is a receiver with Mac Hollins.
How do you think Jalen? How do you think Jalen would look with those guys?
Right, but how would he look? Hey, I'm going to say it like this. Our boy Donovan McNabb, guess what? 4 straight years on your team, y'all went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, but that's the great – that's why he's the greatest quarterback in franchise history. I get that.
Right,
I'm trying to figure out –
Freddie Mitchell, Brash, and Pinkston 3-4 times. And when
also
you got
my teammates.
T.O., think about it. T.O. was hurt going into the playoffs.
And yeah, he only played in the Super Bowl.
Still
won
with those same guys. So T.O. didn't help them get to the Super Bowl. He didn't help them get to the Super Bowl because he wasn't there.
I guess I'm confused.
Dude, Jalen is not Donovan. They're two different quarterbacks. Look, you can say that Jalen played well without diminishing the fact that Josh Allen is without question the most important player on the Buffalo Bills. And they are, what, 10-3?
11-3.
11-3. Like, and I know you said that he's 13th in quarterback.
They just beat Detroit.
He's thrown like 25 touchdown passes. They've scored 90 points in 2 games. Like, it's okay to say that Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. Like, it's okay.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying, guys, is let's not be ungrateful in the city because we want this prolific passer. He's not going to do it the same way.
He finally lands the plane.
I didn't know what you were trying to say. I'm with you.
Led with that.
Right. Yeah.
Led with that.
Well, and that's the thing because I've been listening to people talk about this fake
beef that AJ and Jay. It's only beef because the media made it beef.
No, Jay. Lane Johnson said it. AJ confirmed it. They talked about, like, what are you talking about?
Jay, I sat right here. Jay, I sat right where I'm sitting last week, and Brandon Graham sat right next to me, and for 1 hour said that those two guys, that AJ and Jalen have to talk each other, and they have to get over, AJ has to get over whatever problem there is, and so on and so forth. The media did not create that. They didn't create it. It was a real thing. To their credit, instead of saying it's made up, which it's not, give them credit for getting past it. Like, they should just, this is, it's important that they got past it. I think that is more, to me, that gives them, they get more credit for building past whatever was going on than the fact that it didn't exist at all.
I totally agree. I totally agree, because they were being honest with themselves and they had to address it. And I got to give the Eagles a little bit of credit, even though they tried a little bit of the sleight of hand thing where it's like, we know the media didn't really make it up, but we're going to kind of make it appear like you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
Right.
But I'll give them credit. They didn't come out and flat out be like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's always something in Philly. You guys make up stuff and try to attack the Raiders. Like, I'll give the players credit for not doing that. As a matter of fact, the players kept it real. And the leaders spoke on it and said they got on the same page.
Right, they talked.
Like behind closed doors, they addressed it, and they moved on from it. Like, I get a player's credit for that.
Yeah, we're past the point of saying that it's made up.
Yeah. Like, are we still saying that?
Yeah, we're past that. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What a day of vindication for me and Ike. While some people on the show have spent the season doubting Jalen, we showed up every day to tell all who would listen not to lose the faith in our guy. Go Birds. Jack in the producer booth.
That's exactly right. Back to back.
I knew that had to be you.
Just like with Carson.
Yep, here I am, just in a corner by myself. Right, Jack? I'm the only one who thought that.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
God is good all the time. And all the time, Ben Simmons stinks. Ike and his caller buddy at church.
Dude, you guys talking about Ben Simmons at church is the best story I ever heard.
Well, you know I didn't bring it up.
Well, so. Of course not.
Yes. I'm surprised it was Ben Simmons and it wasn't the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God, that was great. He was like, remember when we saw each other at church? We talked about Ben Simmons.
You guys atoning?
Yeah. What's next?
Even I think Nick brings us up too much. The Mount Union head coach.
Again today.
Did he?
He was talking about, like,
oh, yeah, he got it in there.
About great organizations and, you know, like, what we did at Mount Union. It felt like I was listening to the guy talk about Alabama under Saban. But maybe they're the Division III version.
Well, they have, what, 8 national championships?
I think 11.
Didn't he compare himself to the Yankees?
He did.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Last week. Yeah.
We'll see how far he can go.
What's next?
Listen, I used to drive a woman with the last name Simon to the airport, and let me tell you, okay, it was definitely a booty Simon situation. Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Herb's here.
Herb is here.
He pointed to himself. He visually announced himself as he normally does.
And I think he came in doing the Trump dance.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Is that what dance he was doing?
Looked like to me.
Yeah, he was dancing.
It's,
I didn't know.
It's a new TikTok thing.
Yeah. What's next?
Man, even the defensive ends are playing. Haven't seen play at that position since 53 Poopy Douglas was sacking every QB then moved. Donovan next week.
Poopy.
Poopy
Douglas.
Poopy. Where did that come from? Poopy Douglas?
Yeah, maybe there was a buzz like
situation. I'm like, what happened? That was something I don't know about.
What's next?
We never want to meet this Yoshi guy. Corey Simon's sisters and Ike's belly.
Yeah, you better win tonight, by the way.
Yes. He's talking about rubbing my stomach.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I can't let that happen.
Oh, what's next?
We're back, Ike! The Bronco and KC.
Come on, Carson.
That's all I need is for Big Red to say Patrick Mahomes is out this week.
Now, who are they playing this week? Do we know?
They play on Saturday.
It's got to be an AFC West team, maybe. Like the Chargers or the Raiders or you the Broncos. Guys,
we got the Houston Texans.
Oh, it's the Houston Texans.
Wait, now it's on Saturday, so you and Jack can concentrate. You don't have to worry about the Eagles game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you can concentrate on the Bronco.
Yeah. You better believe we will.
I know you will.
There'll be plenty of tweets.
Yep. And if he plays well, we're going to start the movement to bench Mahomes.
Bench Mahomes for sure.
Mahomes, he's had a terrible year.
Now, Jack.
Offense looks better with Carson?
Now, Jack, let me ask you this, honestly. Nobody's listening.
We're not doing this right now.
We're not? Can I?
You can ask it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll answer it.
Let's say there's a backup. Let's say they rule Mahomes out for the year.
Ugh.
Carson Wentz leads the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl, where he faces Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. In your gut, who are you cheering for?
Birds, baby. You kidding me? This team? In this city?
That's the right answer.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Are you lying?
Why would you even bring that up? Question in my blood?
Because you're lying?
I bleed green.
All right.
Yeah, don't even ask me. We're going Eagles.
Yes.
But hope he plays well. Yeah.
But the consolation prize.
Yeah, hope he plays well. So, you heard that Eagles fan start the show, by the way.
Yeah,
that was a girthy one.
Yeah, it wasn't sarcastic at all, was it?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right. So coming up at Chickies, we have the Brandon Graham Show. Jack's sitting in for Howard, so you get an extra hour of Jack.
Finally.
So it is me, Jack, and BG.
People love when I talk Eagles.
They love it. Has BG, have you ever sat in? Have you had
I did it with him for the couple of
first.
Yeah, it was a little pipsqueak.
What happened?
You came back.
Oh, yeah.
Got stabbed in the back.
That's right. And then at 7.
We're like AJ and Jalen.
Yep. There is the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Jordan Mailata. That is all coming up next here at Chickies. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So when you hear about shopping days till Christmas, what's it, 10 shopping days or 10 days till Christmas? You got to remember about your pets. You got to get presents for your pets to put under the tree. Or if it's Hanukkah, you got to get your dog or your cat a present. And if you're doing it, Dogs and Cats Rule. No better place. 7 different locations. The only pet store you need. In Pennsylvania, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Now, for gifts for your pet, maybe you need a new coat for your pet. Our dogs have coats. Our two dogs have coats. Maybe a nice little fleece. Maybe a sweater. Maybe a holiday-themed toy. And if none of those work out, they're fresh-baked treats they have there. And as I've told you before, the lead dog, George Perenni, from Dogs and Cats Rule, has made sure that every single one of those locations has the best staff you could ever want at a pet store. They are the top of the line with pet nutrition, local stuff, high-quality stuff. But the most important thing to me is when you walk in there, you have a question. And you know there's a million questions you have about pet nutrition, how old your dog is, how active they are, you know, what they're allergic to. They know the answers to all that stuff. So when you have those questions, the staff in Dogs and Cats Rule have the answers. You can trust that. It's the greatest. I mentioned the locations. If you missed any of them, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.